Hey, everybody. Oh, this episode is one that I think you guys are going to love. I get this question all the time. How do I get more inquiries in my inbox? It is the lifeblood of our business. So we're going to talk about some practical ways, actually four practical ways that you can start marketing. And yeah, spoiler alert, it's all centered around marketing. So we're going to talk about some practical ways that you can do that to start getting more inquiries in your inbox. More than just the hard stuff like social media. Actually, there are some really great ways you can get more inquiries. So I'm really excited to share those with you. Also, make sure you're in our Facebook group. We had a freebie guide released 2 weeks ago, and it's still there for you to have your disposal. Go get it. It's free. Also, we have some really, really exciting things coming, like our presets and also a really fun guide on SEO. Spoiler alert, it's coming soon, and you're going to get discounts if you're in the Facebook group or on our email list. On our email list, you can get free education actually emailed to you every other week from me specifically, and it's just in case you missed something. It's awesome. Get on our email list. Not only will you get free education, but you're also going to get updates on upcoming workshops, products that are coming out, discounts for those products. So literally, you don't want to miss that. You can get on the email list by going to rooted, WRKSHP.com, and going, scrolling all the way to the bottom where there's the form to get on the email list. Okay, without further ado, this episode's a good one. Can't wait to share it with you. So let's get it rolling. Hey, I'm Dani Purrington, and you're listening to the Rooted Creative Podcast. I'm an elopement photographer who loves anything grilled cheese and traveling to weird and wild places around the globe. After being an entrepreneur for 4 years and building a six-figure business that I love running, I'm here to teach you everything from actionable tips on running a successful and thriving business to what's on my heart and how we can continuously seek to glorify Jesus even in our businesses. So here we go. Are you ready? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Rooted Creative Podcast. Ooh, we got a good one today, friends. If there is one question I get asked the most in mentorships and just like personally, whenever I run into a small business owner, photographer or not, it's this. How do I get more inquiries in my inbox? How do I generate more leads in my inbox? Well, how are we supposed to keep getting more inquiries and, more importantly, inquiries that are our dream client? How are we supposed to do that? It can seem a little daunting, I know. You started this business and now you're trying to figure out how the heck you get enough projects to keep a sustainable flow of inquiries in your inbox and just also like keep your business afloat. Am I right? This is the lifeblood of your business. This is where your life comes in your business. This is what keeps it alive. You need to start with the inquiries, right? So let's be real. We all have those moments of panic thinking, will I actually book what I need to this year? Will I make enough income? There is no guarantee at the amount of projects you can book when you're a year out. And if you're a photographer, most of the time we book a year out in advance. And so there's no guaranteed salary that you would get at a corporate job. Am I right? You have to put in the work to make sure that you get those projects. What I can promise you is this, okay? If you put in the work, you do your best, and you are wise with how you go about your marketing, your services, those clients will come and they will be more of your ideal client that's ready to book as well. How fun, right? Sounds like a dream. Well, it is a dream, but it doesn't come without hard work. So let's talk about it. What are some actual practical ways that you can start getting more leads in your inbox? Step one of running a business, am I right? Getting the inquiries in the inbox is like step one. Well, the first tip is a no-brainer. It's marketing. Your marketing strategy needs to be exactly that, strategic. What you share with the world, where you share it, how you share it, these are all things that matter when getting the word out about your business. And in a market that may seem saturated, how do you stand out to those ideal clients of yours so they feel led to reach out to you? Well, first, you need to share relatable content that they can connect with, obviously. So start with your ideal client. And if you don't know who that is, I recommend actually doing the exercise of creating a marketing avatar or a specific person of who you think your ideal client actually is. Figure out what their hobbies are, their interests, what they like to do on the weekends, you know, what they're looking for in weddings, you know, all that stuff. And once you have your ideal client, everything that you share, like your photos, the words that you're sharing on the captions and the posts, like Everything needs to be aimed at what that person would find is most relatable or intriguing. So what's going to grab their attention? For example, if your ideal client is someone who's adventurous and looking for an intimate wedding setting or an adventurous elopement, like most of you on this podcast are wanting to be elopement photographers, well, you need to share more of your adventurous wedding content and stop sharing family photos. Okay? You need to share more of what your more content of what your ideal client is going to find relatable, and also what your values, your passions, your expectations are in this job of yours. Show them why you are going to be the best option for them. How can they trust you? How can you be the authority to guide them to an amazing wedding? All of that needs to be in everything that you share on your social media, on your website, in your pricing guides, everything that your marketing is, that your audience and your target market is going to see. Also, think about where your ideal client is. Are they on Instagram more than Facebook? Are they familiar more with the REI type style websites or the H&M websites? Think of your ideal client before you post anything to the marketing masses. This is really, really, really important to how you get your ideal client, friends. Like, don't miss this. Everything that you share has to be related to what you think your ideal client is going to relate with. So I mentioned this before. Don't post those family photos, okay? Your elopement client that you're trying to book is not going to be interested in the family photos that you're posting. Instead, they're going to want to see something of like the couple on a mountaintop where they can see themselves in that photo and they're like, dang, that's a beautiful photo. I want something like that, right? Think of this. If you're looking for someone in this industry, let's say, you know, you're looking for a photographer and you want them to take your family photos or you want them to take couples photos of you and your spouse. Okay, listen up. What are you looking for in those photographers? What stands out to you in a photographer that you would book, right? For me, I want someone who's going to show intimate moments, like something that's real, not something that's posed or just for Instagram or blah, blah, blah. Like, I want to have fun on the shoot, but I also like want really emotional, sentimental photos, right? That's what stands out to me. And so there are specific photographers that have that as a part of their brand. They want to share those intimate, real moments, right? And like that stands out to me as their ideal client. I'm exactly what they want to book. I am that person, right? So do that exercise. Figure out what would you look for in a photographer, or if you're a social media manager or you do something else, what would you look for in a social media manager? Start there, okay? And then are you sharing content or are you preaching that message that that ideal client wants to see in your own business? If you're like, well, a lot of my brand is, you know, I want to be adventurous elopements. I want people to feel the freedom to get married how they want to. I want people to feel like they can do this, this, and this, and they can feel a certain way. Okay, that's great. But are you portraying that, right? Are you doing that well in your captions, in your photos, in everything that you're doing? That's step number one, folks. Everything that you're posting. And we're going to talk about some other avenues besides just social media and your website that you can do this on. But step one is figuring out what you're actually sharing. And is that relating to what your ideal client is going to find intriguing? And here's the cool thing. If you get your ideal client in your inbox and they reach out to you, you're more likely to book them because they're already sold on you. They already feel connected to you. They feel like you're going to be the only option because you are the best option and you can do it well because you've proved it, right? You don't have to just say it. They've seen it. And so you're going to have a higher booking rate if you do this well. Now, I want to encourage you and say that like this isn't just going to be an overnight thing. Like, you're going to have to figure out what works and what doesn't. But it starts with figuring out who your ideal client is, what they're looking for, and hey, are you preaching that message well? And if you're not getting that ideal client in your inbox, why do you think that is? You know, take a hard look at what you're posting or sharing with the world and figure out on your own why you're not getting those ideal clients in your inbox. That might be really insightful for you. Another great thing you could do if you're not sure is have a friend just like look at your Instagram or whatever and be like, you know, I don't really relate to this and I'm looking for this, right? the number one thing that I see with a lot of mentees that come and do mentorships or even do the photography business mastermind, they want to book adventurous elopements, but they're posting family photos. And I'm like, listen, your ideal client does not care about your family photos. They care about seeing themselves on top of a mountain, and you're not showing them that. So how do you expect to book those people, right? And if you don't have that content, that's where you have to go out and get it. Okay. So marketing, your marketing has to be strategic. It has to be related to your ideal client, how you share it, where you share it. And we're going to talk about where in a minute. But your strategy has to be towards your ideal client. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, reach out. Actually, this one blows a lot of people's mind. Reach out to other vendors or other people that can refer you. Have you ever thought about reaching out to other vendors to see if you can get on their referral list? This was something that absolutely blew my mind when I started. And I was like, you know, I never thought about that. I always thought Instagram was the only way. Well, actually, it's not. 40% of the specific inquiries that I get in my inbox are from two wedding venues that I have become a preferred photographer for: Calamigos Ranch and Nestle Down in Los Gatos, California. I probably get inquiries for those two places every month. Right? It's a steady flow of inquiries too. And while I don't shoot weddings too often anymore, I can always rely on those inquiries in my inbox in case one day I do decide to book them. And it's a great fail-safe. It's a great option to have, you know? So if there's a venue you worked at and you're like, dang, that venue was amazing, reach out to them, become their friend, get connected with them. You know, and the same thing goes for like when you're actually on the event day, get to know them, be their friend, and then ask. Oh my gosh, you people, like you assume that you're going to be put on the photographer referral list, but that's not always the case. I had to ask for Nestle Down. I was like, listen, I love your venue. I had so much fun working with you guys. I hope you enjoyed working with me. I would absolutely love to be a preferred photographer for your space. And you know, you send them the gallery, you kind of suck up to them a little bit, give them all the photos. I mean, who's going to deny that, right? You have to ask though. And the same goes with like florists and videographers, even other photographer friends of yours. This one's also a really big one. Make those connections with friend photographers in your area. So figure out who's local with you. Or if, you know, you want to be shooting more in Utah, have friends in Utah and reach out to them and say, hey, if you're, you know, ever booked on an inquiry that you get, would you mind putting me on your referral list? One thing that I do is when I get an inquiry, if I'm booked, I send the inquiry to other people. I'll be like, hey, unfortunately I'm booked. However, you should check out this photographer and this one, they're amazing and they shoot very similar to how I do, blah, 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 blah. Well, those people are getting a free inquiry, right? So reach out to your friends in the industry. And if they're booked on that day, when they get an inquiry, if they're already booked, see if you can be on their referral list. I mean, if you're friends, who's going to deny that again? You have to ask too. So don't be afraid to ask these people. Now, if you're listening to this and you don't have any connections currently, well, I encourage you to go out and make them. Attend a networking event, attend a workshop where you can make those connections so as to be on these people's referral list. Or if you work an event, like you're already working a wedding with some vendors that you really enjoyed working with, see if you can cultivate a friendship and a relationship and get on their referral list. And then it's like a win-win. You can put them on yours, right? If your bride comes to you and says, hey, I need a florist, you can be like, I have the perfect one for you, right? It's a win-win. And it's an easy, easy way to get inquiries. A lot of people don't utilize this, and it's actually kind of mind-blowing. So reach out to others for referrals. Number three, get in groups where your market is. And I definitely mean Facebook groups. I know some of you are going to roll your eyes. Facebook's dead, blah, 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 blah. I hear that all the time. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, Facebook is not dead. Actually, Facebook is alive and well in the form of Facebook groups. So you are missing out on a lot of potential if you are not currently in Facebook groups. I am in a Facebook group specifically for Southern California brides, and there are always posts of brides in that group that are in search of photographer or just got engaged. I need tips on this, this, and this, you know? And it's like such a great opportunity for you to not only market yourself, but also just like build trust with people in the group and make a name for yourself in a group of literally where your target audience is. It's a great opportunity to also comment below, share your work. I mean, I've booked a couple of weddings through this group when I was first getting started. So it's a really great space, not just for vendors, but also for brides to get resources. So depending on where you live, there might be an awesome group that you can join. Definitely do your research. Every place has different groups. This one was specifically for Southern California brides, which is where I'm located locally. So I have a lot of input. And I was able, again, to book a lot of weddings off of that group. So get in those Facebook groups, even get in photographer groups too. There are people in photographer groups that are like, hey, I need someone. Unfortunately, I'm booked this day and the couple is looking to get married in Glacier National Park. Their budget is this. If you're available, please comment below. I mean, there's referrals happening in all of those groups. So if you're not in the Facebook groups, get in those. Okay. Number four, this one also blows people's mind. And I think maybe it's just because people are stingy or they don't want to spend money, but sometimes you have to spend money to make money. Okay. I definitely learned that with Rooted Workshop. I spend big, but I also make big with the workshops. Okay. You have to spend a little money to make some profit. Number four is advertise, advertise, advertise. Not only is getting published by certain blogs a great way to get the word out about who you are and why you're awesome, and that's all for free, but also paying for marketing space on those blogs. For example, this one's for my photographers. So Junebug Weddings has a vendor list of vendors in specific areas that brides can use as a resource. They can search for vendors in a specific area and a specific vendor. You can actually pay to have a spot on their website for potential brides, which is exactly where your target market is, right? Another great one that has booked me at least four Hawaii elopements this year is Wandering Weddings. I actually paid for a spot on their Hawaii photographers page, and I'm at the top, and I kid you not, this year alone, I have booked four Hawaii elopements. I'm literally going there four times this year. I've already been twice. So I consider this an expense in my advertising budget. That's how I kind of allot this expense. And some charge monthly, some charge quarterly, some charge annually, but find one that makes the most sense with your target audience and then get in on that space. I'm telling you right now, this is one of the easiest ways to get inquiries from your ideal clientele. You can also get published absolutely for free by submitting work to these blogs as well, and possibly even ghostwriting an informative blog for these companies as well. Ghostwriting basically means writing an informative blog on a topic, submitting it, and seeing if you can get your name published with it. It's a great way for SEO to expand on your website because they can link back to your website. And it's also a great way to get your name out to your target audience. Here's the deal, okay? You are your best advertiser. You are going to be the person that is going to be the best salesman for you, and be, you know, even with these advertisement spots, you still have to manage like your portfolio and everything that you're going to show these people. Again, it goes back to marketing to your ideal client. You are in charge of that. There is no marketing department for you in this business, right? You are the marketing department. You are the sales department. So we have to take these things very seriously. This is how we get inquiries. And again, inquiries are the lifeblood of our business. We can't forget that. So one last way that you can also advertise is through paid marketing. So paying for Facebook ads and Instagram ads. I mean, this could be a whole episode in and of itself, so I'm not going to bore you with it, but I can tell you right now, McKenna Kleiner, actually, who is my associate while I'm pregnant, she has gained most of her weddings when she was starting out through Facebook ads. It did a lot of good for her. And it's because she, number one, hit her target audience head on. And you can set those boundaries if you go to the Facebook ads manager and you don't just like boost a post. So research that, go to Facebook ads manager. You can build your actual target audience and get really deep, like what their hobbies are, like, do they like hiking? Are they newly engaged, like 3 months, 6 months, right? You can like get so specific. It's kind of creepy actually. So Facebook ads, look into it. It's a great opportunity as well if you're in a tight spot where you're not getting inquiries. I have definitely used Facebook ads when I need more inquiries. It's a great way to get more people in your inbox. But you have to build trust with these people before you expect them to reach out to you. So your post has to be informative. It has to share, hey, thinking of eloping, tired of the wedding planning. I was too. And ever since I decided to have an elopement, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, make it relatable, make it something that they can trust. So that's going to be number four, which is advertise, advertise, advertise. Get in on the blog space, get in on the Facebook ad space. It's going to be really helpful for you if you're willing to put money towards your business, which you should be. Sometimes you got to spend money to make money, and that's just the way it works. All right, so let's go through the four tips that I shared with you today. So number one is strategic marketing. You got to have a strategy. You got to make sure what you share, everything that you share is related to what you think your ideal client is going to find relatable. Number two, you have to reach out to others for referrals. This one, again, it's mind-blowing. I know, right? Reach out to people that you've worked with, your connections, people that you think can give you those referrals, right? Friends, photographer friends. Get on their referral list. It's going to be a very easy way to get more inquiries in your inbox. Number three, get in groups where your market is, definitely on Facebook. Get in those Facebook groups, photographer groups, bride groups, you know, get in on those. That's a great opportunity to utilize and a very practical way to get some quick inquiries. Number four, advertise, advertise, advertise. You want to make sure you know, sometimes you got to spend a little money to make a little money. So you got to get in on those spaces. You know, sometimes they are available, sometimes they aren't, because a lot of people are utilizing these things. But look out for those discounts of, you know, Wandering Weddings just had like a Christmas in July discount where it was like 30% off of like a specific spot, right? And so I bought like spots for Italy and Scotland. Now, am I like living in Italy and Scotland? Absolutely not. No, I'm in America. But do I want to go to Italy and Scotland? Yeah, I do. So I put myself as a preferred vendor, which is awesome because now, hey, I might get some more Italy, you know, inquiries, which would be not a bad thing. So utilize those, get in on that space. Also, look into Facebook ads. It's a great way if you're really, really in a tight spot and you can spend the money, get in on those Facebook ads and do your research on how to do it. Maybe I'll share an episode later to help y'all out because I know it can be a little confusing, but there are a lot of resources out there for people who want to know how to do Facebook ads. So do that, get your target audience nailed down, and you can literally advertise to exactly the people that you want to. It's amazing. Now, these are just a few of the tricks that I have to get more inquiries in my inbox. And let me stress this again. You have to put in the work in order to get the results, but you can't go halvesies on this, okay? You have to put in effort into your marketing to make this work, okay? And it's not just going to happen overnight. It might take an accumulation of consistent marketing. You know, you have to be consistent. You can't just like market for a month and then expect, and then like radio silence for another month and then expect the inquiries to keep coming. That's not how it works. You have to keep posting. You have to be consistent. Now, I know that social media can be exhausting, and we've talked on this podcast a lot about scheduling your work out so you don't have to be on social media every single day. But don't forget, social media is a free tool, and that can reach a lot of your potential clients. And it's definitely something that I think should be utilized. And so you can schedule those Instagram posts if you don't want to be on every single day, but consistency is key. You have to keep marketing. No one else is going to do it for you unless you hire a social media manager. Then maybe they can do it for you. All right. I hope these tricks flipped on some light bulbs in your head and gave you some awesome ideas on how to get out there and get more clients. And I think the same can go for more than just photographers as well. Having a great list of connections of referrals is an amazing resource to have as a business owner in general. And also getting in on the big blogs and companies in your space can help get the word out about your business to way more people than just your measly social media account. Think about it. Most of these big companies get thousands, sometimes millions of views on their content every single day. It's nice when your name is attached to one of those posts and a great way for quick growth and exposure, which is essentially all that marketing is. It's all about exposure. They just need to get the word out about your business. So I want to end with this. Don't forget to show yourself grace.
Some inquiry seasons are slower than others. For example, in the photography industry, the wedding photography industry specifically, many people in my industry get engaged during Christmas time. And so January and February are big inquiry months for me. I probably get like 40 a month. It's also good to be prepared for when those busy inquiry dumps hit as well. So be ready to book those people, right? You can be prepared. And in the summer, it's a little more slow. Not everyone is wedding planning while they're on vacation. Am I right? And that's okay. Don't stress too hard, okay? Don't stress about the inquiry levels. Don't compare yourself. I'm going to warn you right now. If you have a friend who's like, oh, I just got 10 inquiries this month. Like, don't compare yourself, okay? They're probably exaggerating to begin with. So just let it go. Your business is your business, okay? You got to put in the work to make the results happen. I firmly believe that. And I also believe that you can do anything really, honestly, if you put your mind to it. I know that's like a cliche statement, but it's so true. So don't lose heart. Keep putting in that work, friend. And I promise your results will follow. You will be so happy and you will have a business that will continue to thrive for the years that you continue to do it. I hope that this was helpful, everybody. Thanks for listening again. Leave a review if you thought that this episode was informative, helpful, all of the things. I love hearing from y'all. So please leave a review. Get in our Facebook group. Speaking of groups, get in on Rooted Creative Community. We are awesome in there. We're talking about all the things all the time. You can also ask questions. Like even if you have business questions, literally just post in the group and I will like be there to help you. So if you really just want me to answer your questions, go to the Facebook group. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a really fun episode. And obviously I'm very super passionate about this. Marketing is one of my favorite topics. So I hope this was informative for you and I hope you have a wonderful day. I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Rooted Creative Podcast. Be sure to subscribe for more tips and leave a review to help get the word out about our podcast. Resources and notes about what we talked about today are also available at www.rootedwrkshp.com/show notes, all for free. I'm so excited you tuned in today, and I can't wait to share more with you soon. Until next time, and God bless.